Welcome to our awesome universe, where the cosmos keeps handing us material. Spiders on Mars, gut bacteria in orbit, and rockets that skip the whole reaching space part.
Today we're covering a roundup from One Spaceman 2000 that touches on Martian geology, what microgravity does to the human digestive system, and a launch that ended badly for China's Long March program. Let's start with all three together.
This segment is really asking one question. What's actually happening out there right now, across Mars, the ISS, and a launch pad in Hainan? Three stories, three different scales of weird.
Starting with Mars, a 2026 follow-up study builds on 2024 lab experiments that first identified seasonal CO2 ice as the likely driver behind those branching, kilometer-scale channels called arena-form terrain. The new finding is that the soil composition underneath the ice determines whether the structures form at all.
So the spiders are basically Mars writing its own geological diary, and the ink is frozen carbon dioxide. That's either poetic or deeply unsettling, depending on your afternoon.
And researchers think these formations could hold clues to Mars' wet past, which is the part that matters for questions about habitability. The soil dependency finding narrows the search for where to look.
Then there's the constipation story, which is somehow also serious science.
It is. Blood samples from ISS crew members on long-duration stays pointed researchers toward a specific mechanism. Associate Professor Georgia La Barbera put it directly. We see changes in astronauts' blood samples that indicate that the gut bacteria begin to ferment protein to a greater extent than usual within weeks after the astronauts arrive in space. And this change continues until they are back on Earth.
So microgravity reshuffles the gut microbiome's priorities, and the digestive system pays the price. That's a meaningful finding for any mission longer than a few weeks, Mars Transit included.
Which makes the timing relevant. Then there's the Long March 7A story. A rocket considered a workhorse of China's program exploded 85 seconds after liftoff at Wenchang, producing what video described as a massive fireball.
85 seconds is not a lot of runway for a workhorse.
What's notable beyond the failure itself is the response. State media gave the explosion scant coverage, a contrast to how successful launches are typically handled.
From Martian soil chemistry to gut bacteria to a fireball over Hainan, it's a wide frame for 1 week in space.
The through line is that the details keep mattering. Next time, more from our awesome universe.